If you look around you at all the blessings we have in this great country we live, what do you see? Abundance. For the most part, not appreciated by those who are receiving it. And we're going through some of that stuff right now with all this stuff with the government wanting to shut down and everybody mad because they're not going to get their food stamps, which they've never worked for, but that's okay. But they don't appreciate it because they don't understand where it came from or where it comes from. A land of milk and honey. Resources beyond measure. A military might matched by no other country in this world, at least until now. Everybody wants to, you know, show up and get a little bit better. Not until now, since God blessed this nation, currently the greatest nation on the planet Earth, but not for how much longer, we don't know. It all began with the promises to Abraham back in the book of Genesis, with the promises to Abraham before he even had children of his own. Remember, when God makes a promise, he keeps it. Not only does he keep it, he makes it happen. He knows the end from the beginning. He is all in all. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He will perform what he has started, with us or without us. Some time ago, Mr. Sani gave a sermon entitled Embracing the Promises of God. You can, if you have the notes, you can review them. It says, he made or established to his word. His word, God's word is perfect and true. It's proven. Turn with me, please, to Psalms 18, verse 30. Psalms 18, verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. Then in Hebrews 11, we find a list of all those who died without receiving the promises, yet they faithfully waited, just like we're doing. We have to faithfully wait. He faithfully waited for the promises to be filled with at the return of Jesus Christ. We are here today because we love God and we want to obey him. We want to be in his kingdom. Otherwise, we'd be out here like the rest of the world. We'd have been out there last night celebrating the witches and the goblins and all that stuff that's despicable. But we're not. We're here seeking for God, seeking his kingdom. Then there was a sermon given by Mr. Martins, comparing our journey to a worldly destination, to our ultimate journey to the kingdom of God. We should plan ahead. We should take with us just what is absolutely necessary. Get rid of the baggage, any excess baggage. And if you don't remember to take something with you, don't worry about it. Says, don't worry, be happy, you know. Don't worry about it. God will provide our needs. Matthew 6, you read that on your own. Says, most likely, if we don't take something, we really didn't need it to begin with. You may be asking yourself, what is the point of this message? It's this. God has given us his kingdom as our destination and the vehicle by which we can travel there. His word and truth, and his Holy Spirit, by which we can attain access to the kingdom, this great pearl of price, Matthew 13, 44. Let's go there, please. Beginning in verse 44, Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and he sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew it to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into the vessels, but the bad they threw away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. How are we using the tools that God's given us? Are we treating what God has given us as pearls of great price, or merely as fake jewelry, costume jewelry, of little or no value at all? You know what? It's complete up to each one of us what we do with it. Somebody give you money and you can just throw it away. Or you can invest it, let it grow. It's up to us to do with what God has given us. It's completely up to each one of us to make that determination. Luke 12, verse 44 tells us, I'll just read this, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." Come with me, please, to Matthew 25. We've gone over these a few times before. Let's begin in verse 13. It says, "Watch there, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. For the kingdom of God, like a man traveling, for the kingdom of God is like a man traveling to a far country. He calls all his servants and delivers to them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents. Let's refer to these talents as skills, as gifts of skills. To another, 2. To another, 1. Each according to his own ability." God knows what our ability is. Are we using it? "And immediately he went on his journey. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded with them, made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who received 2 gained more also. But he, the one who received only 1 talent. Now you suppose that if you only receive 1 talent, you'd be really diligent to want to get another talent, you know. "But he who received 1 talent went and dug into the ground and hid his Lord's money." How long have we been using what God has given us? Not only how long have we been using it, how have we been using it? Well, verse 19 tells us, "After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts." On in verse 20, "So he who received 5 talents came and brought 5 more talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them.' And his Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.'" Some places refer to things as cities. Verse 22, "He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant.'" Like those words. "You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." And he who received only 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid. I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look over there. Over there. Over there. There's what's yours. But the Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reaped where I have not scattered seed, or where I have not sown, and where I have not sown seed. So you ought to have deposited my money in with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received at least received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even that he has will be taken away. And cast an unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's like you're on a job and you do a good job. You can get a promotion. You don't do the good job, you can be let go. We have to remember that we always work for somebody. There's somebody above us. God's above us, and our interest is his greatest interest issue. We refer back to Matthew 13. Let's go back there again. I'll just go back there. I'll read it. So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth and separate the wicked from the dust, from the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. We don't want that. We want to be in God's kingdom. And so as we continue on our journey to the kingdom of God, let us consider how we're doing or what we're doing using the talents and gifts God has given us. Between now and Passover, which some have called the dark days between the Feast of Tabernacles and the Spring Holy Days, let us examine ourselves. Are we treating what God has offered us as a great pearl of price, or commonly as a piece of junk, fake jewelry? Our nation has forgotten, for the most part, those blessings God and blessings of God and where they came from, and become distracted by the influence of our greatest enemy, Satan, who deceived and deceives the whole world. It's Revelation 12:9. Stay focused and seek to hear these words in Matthew 25:23. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Enjoy your journey.